أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يرمون المحصنات الغافلات المؤمنات لعنوا في الدنيا والآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم. يوم تشهد عليهم ألسنتهم وأيديهم وأرجلهم بما كانوا يعملون. يومئذ يوفيهم الله دينهم الحق ويعلمون أن الله هو الحق المبين. الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات والطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 23 to 26 of Surah An-Nur. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala once again reflects, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala returns to the original incident of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ. Certainly those people who accuse a chaste woman, Al-Ghafilat, those chaste women who are unwary. In other words, they are very simple-minded. Now here when we looked at Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at the height of his concern regarding this issue, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sayyida Barira radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyida Barira radiallahu ta'ala anha used to frequent the house of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Aisha paid the money for her to be freed from a Yahud. So she used to come often to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, Barira, this incident that people are talking about, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, what's your thoughts? So she replied, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is such a simple-minded person. She is so unwary that the only issue I have with her is she makes the dough and she leaves the dough out in the sun and then the goats come and eat it up and she fell off to sleep. So simple was Sayyid Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that Allah Bari ta'ala himself also refers to this as al-ghafilat. Ghafilat here doesn't mean negligent, but it means a woman, a person that is unwary, a person that is simple-minded, al-mu'minat, but at the same time, they are complete, pure believers. لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. So ever levels any allegations against a chaste woman, she is unwary, but she has perfect iman in Allah, then that person, those people will be cursed in the dunya, in this world, and in the akhirah. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And for them is a painful punishment. Earlier Allah Ta'ala spoke about those that made tawbah. Here referring to those, especially the munafiqun, that they leveled the allegations, they carried the tale, they spread the rumor, but they never made tawbah to Allah. Then in this dunya and akhirah, the curse of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will be upon them. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala gives a very brief description of the day of Qiyamah, that on that day, تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ, their tongues will bear witness against them. Now in Surah Yasin, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ, Allah Ta'ala says that Allah will seal the mouth, in other words, the tongue will not speak. Here Allah Ta'ala is saying, the tongue will speak. So the commentators expressed, the tongue will speak according to what it wants to say, not according to what the person wants to say. The person will have absolutely no control over the tongue. وَأَيْدِيهِمْ, on the day that the hands will speak. وَأَرُجُلُهُمْ, and their feet or their legs will speak. بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, of what they had done. In other words, this is the day of Qiyamah, when man will not have any control over his own limbs, his own senses. يَوْمَ إِذٍ, Allah Ta'ala says on that day, يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمْ, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will complete, give them the complete punishment. al-haqqa that is due to them in full. وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ الْمُبِينُ And they will know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely manifest the truth, the absolute manifest truth. Then Allah ta'ala terminates this incident and Allah says, الْخَبِيثَاتُ لِلْخَبِيثِينَ A vile woman, a vile, immodest woman, a promiscuous woman, لِلْخَبِيثِينَ is only inclined towards a promiscuous, indecent man. Now here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala again is speaking about natural inclination, but here there is a very deep meaning. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam was the purest of all the creations of Allah. Amongst them, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the purest, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the greatest sharam, the greatest haya. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that that person who is immodest, female, is only good for the person, the males that are immodest. وَالطَّيِّبُونَ لِلطَّيِّبَاتِ And at the same time, those men who are pure, they are good for those women who are pure. So here, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the purest of all the creation of Allah. So what would be the condition of the wives of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our mothers? They have to be the purest of all the women of that particular time. And there is no doubt in the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declares this in the Quran. Just one aspect with regards to the Shias. They say that when Sayyiduna Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu will come, and then he will go to the qabr of Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha wa na'udhu billah, and he will lash the 100 lashes of the zina wa na'udhu billah that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do. That is their concocted beliefs, the impure beliefs. Ya Allah ta'ala says that she was amongst the tayyibat. Ula'ika mubarra'una mimma yaqulun. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says they are totally, absolutely absolved of what the people say. In other words, of the allegation. Allah Ta'ala is now further clearing her name. Lahum maghfiratun. And for those people that are like Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, for them is maghfirat from Allah, wa rizqun kareem, and a noble provision that Allah will provide in the akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك